Ontario College of Teachers, Appendix for the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. These case studies work in conjunction with the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. The advisory is available under our Member Resources section at oct.ca. Content warning. The content in this advisory may be sensitive for some individuals. Please note that the terms and approaches used in this document were current at the time this advisory was released. Case studies. These scenarios are based on actual cases to provide Ontario certified teachers, hereinafter OCTs, with practical examples for addressing hate and discrimination in different environments, both online and in person. Each scenario is written from the point of view of an OCT and provides general guidance on how OCTs should best proceed. The scenarios are organized under three key categories. Address the incident by recognizing and responding to acts of hate and discrimination within learning environments. Build awareness and understanding of professional, ethical, and legal obligations to avoid discriminatory conduct and foster safe, equitable, and inclusive learning environments. Know your role through increased understanding of professional expectations and how your actions inside and outside the learning environment, both in person and online, must reflect professional standards and ethical conduct. Additional resources. Additional resources are available at the websites of the Ontario Human Rights Commission, the Government of Ontario, and the College, including the College's Margaret Wilson Library. Many additional qualification courses are also available for ongoing professional learning. A list of resources is available on the College website at oct.ca. About the Ontario College of Teachers. The College is the regulatory body for Ontario's teaching profession. Self-regulation recognizes the maturity of a profession and acknowledges its members can govern themselves. It means the government has delegated its regulatory authority to those with the specialized knowledge required to do the job. A self-regulating profession protects the public interest by setting standards of competency and conduct. It has the right and responsibility to license and discipline its professionals, including suspending and revoking those licenses. Our mandate. As the regulator for Ontario's teaching profession, the Ontario College of Teachers protects the public interest by safeguarding students and supporting students' well-being. All educators working in Ontario's publicly funded elementary and secondary school systems are required to be members of the college. Our role and authority are set out in the Ontario College of Teachers Act, 1996. The College's role and the advice provided. The College's mandate is to serve the public interest by regulating the teaching profession to protect students. By providing OCTs with practical advice to help address hate and discrimination, the College aims to help OCTs nurture a sense of belonging and inclusivity within learning environments, thus creating conditions for students to thrive in the classroom and beyond. The College does not tolerate acts of hate or discrimination of any kind. OCTs are held to high ethical standards and standards of practice. Contravening these standards, including by engaging in hateful or discriminatory behavior, may be considered professional misconduct. Case Study 1. Freedom of Expression. Scenario. Quote, I can say what I want on social media and other online platforms. It's called freedom of expression. I'm interested in current affairs and I want to say what I want to say. End quote. Address it. Maintain professional standards by avoiding offensive, derogatory, or discriminatory language. Before posting, quote, liking, end quote, sharing, or otherwise endorsing content online, consider the potential impact on students and the school community. Could your actions hurt the learning environment, damage your reputation, or reflect poorly on your employer, school, colleagues, or the teaching profession as a whole. Ask yourself if the content could demean or alienate others in the school community. Do not share discriminatory or hateful content. Build awareness. As an OCT, you always represent the teaching profession, both at work and outside of work. Understand your professional boundaries and responsibilities related to the appropriate use of electronic communications, social media, and other online platforms. As a 2024 Ontario Divisional Court case stated, quote, when individuals join a regulated profession, they do not lose their charter right to freedom of expression. At the same time, however, they take on obligations and must abide by the rules of their regulatory body that may limit their freedom of expression. End quote. End note 1. You should also consider whether or not any comments made outside of the classroom could impact your professional identity and obligations. Could the comments be considered demeaning, degrading, and/or discriminatory? You will also want to consider if your conduct reflects the standards of care, trust, respect, and integrity. OCTs, quote, honor human dignity, emotional wellness, and cognitive development. In their professional practice, they model respect for spiritual and cultural values, social justice, confidentiality, freedom, democracy, and the environment. End quote. End note 2. Know your role. OCTs are held to high ethical standards. Failing to uphold professional standards may harm students and undermine principles of equity, diversity, and inclusion. This can lead to a college investigation and potential outcomes directed by the investigation committee or the discipline committee.